Hello from the BBC. I'm Alexander Griffiths with an update on the war in Ukraine. The flagship of Russia's fleet in the Black Sea off the southern coast of Ukraine has been seriously damaged by an explosion and fire. Russia says the crew of the Moskva has evacuated. Ukrainian officials say that the ship was hit by two of their missiles and started sinking. Russia denies this. From Moscow, our correspondent Jenny Hill reports.
The Ministry of Defence say that the vessel is still afloat and that they've put out the fire and that the main missiles on board were not affected by the explosion. The original report from the Defence Ministry had said that a fire on board had caused the explosion of some ammunition and that had led to significant damage. They're now saying that the vessel will be towed back to port and they're still trying to establish the cause of this fire. There is no acknowledgement that it may have been caused at this stage by Ukrainian missiles.
That's not the way the Ukrainians see it, as Anna Foster in Kyiv reports.
Symbolically, it is important for them because Ukrainian strength is not at sea, so it would really see them as dealing a blow to the Russian Navy. And also symbolically here in Ukraine as well, this ship became known right at the start of the conflict when apparently people who were trapped on Snake Island told that ship and its crew where to go when they were ordered to surrender. I won't use that particular language now, but that exchange has become a meme here in Ukraine. You see it on T-shirts and tote bags and mugs. So for people here to hear that story, and of course, we can't verify that what the Ukrainian military say is correct, but for people here, it is an important and symbolic moment in this war.
50 days in, observers are taking stock of how things stand. Our security correspondent is Frank Gardner.
It's in a kind of operational pause right now, but don't be fooled by that. I think some of the most intense fighting is still to come. President Putin needs to show that this is a success. He's got Victory Day coming up in Moscow on May the 9th. By then, he needs to be able to show that this special military operation, another word for a war, has been worth it.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk says 9 humanitarian corridors are being organised to evacuate civilians still trapped in besieged cities such as Mariupol. The deputy head of President Zelensky's office, Ihor Zhovka, told the BBC that Russian forces were still obstructing routes out of Mariupol.
100,000 still left in the city and they are blocking their evacuation. Yesterday they even didn't allow our buses to come into the area and to evacuate our people.
Ukraine says it's concerned that children, including those orphaned during the war, who were taken to Russia, are being given up for adoption by Russian families. Sasha Schlichter reports.
The southern port of Mariupol has hundreds, if not thousands, of child orphans whose parents died in the weeks of Russian shelling. Many of them have been forcibly put on buses and taken to the nearby self-proclaimed Republic of Donetsk. Ukraine's foreign ministry says there are reports that the puppet administrations there and in Luhansk are planning to sign deals with the education ministry in Moscow to traffic children to Russia for further adoption by Russian families.
Moscow has accused Ukraine of carrying out airstrikes on a residential area in Russia earlier on Thursday. Russian officials say 2 military helicopters equipped with heavy arms attacked the town of Klimovo, injuring 7 people, including a child. It comes after Moscow said it would bomb targets in Kyiv and other parts of Ukraine if Ukrainian forces continued to attack its territory. And world food prices shot up by 12% in March following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to the United Nations. The two countries account for nearly a third of the world's wheat exports, and the conflict has disrupted global supplies of grains, cooking oils and animal feed. The BBC's Catherine Byra-Hanger is in southern Ukraine, a key farming region where exports have virtually ground to a halt.
Food from here should go to countries like Egypt, Lebanon and Saudi Arabia, which are facing price hikes. This company I visited says a nearby port has 12 stranded ships with some 400,000 tons of grain on board. Roman Skibber oversees the activities at the warehouse. He tells me everyone in the industry is struggling.
Everyone is out of work today. It's still so painful. Last month people received their salaries, but now people will be without money because everything has stopped.
Those are the latest developments on day 50 of Russia's invasion. I'm Alexander Griffiths at the BBC.